This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But right now we go back to the National Football League. Thursday night football. We're less than 24 hours away, and thank God, because I want it. Dolphins hit the road, take on the Bengals. Went to the Super Bowl last year. Joe Burrow dressed like a pimp, took a bunch of hits, and then the Rams won the game. And then Joe Burrow didn't bring another outfit, so he had to like do the press conference in that outfit. It was wild. Anyway, I'm on the Bengals tomorrow. Pretty big, too. Total, staying away from it.
How big?
Pretty big.
But, how big? How many units? How many?
Three and a half. I might get down a little
five
bit.
Units.
I might get down a little bit more money on
Is
the
it
Bengals,
five?
Actually.
5 units.
It's quite a bit of money.
It's 5 units.
Me and my group.
You're in your group?
Pretty big amount of money on the Bengals tomorrow. If they lose, I'm going to be one sad
it's
boy.
It's 10 units.
It's a lot of units.
25.
It's 10 units.
It's in the Discord and everything. It's going through tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Garrett Cole's got a 3-2 count.
Oh, come on,
Garrett. What did I do?
They're not letting him go 9 even if he has a perfect game.
Oh,
anyway.
They 100% are.
You think so?
Chance at history? Absolutely.
Remember when Clayton Kershaw had a perfect game?
Yeah, that was.
Dave Roberts.
That was at the beginning of the year, though. He's going to walk him, isn't he?
Well, I'd rather in the beginning of the year.
Home run.
See, PJ jinxed it.
That
Yankees
really is,
fan.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is incredible.
This guy right here.
The ability for one human being to mush something immediately.
I'm so sorry
and
to
you're
do that
just
to
a man
Yankees
here
fans.
In Maryland or in D.C.
Yeah.
You're just a man. One man can do that.
We literally were not paying attention to that game really the entire time.
You're the new Nightingale.
And then I was
you're
looking
at Bob Nightingale.
Bob Nightingale.
Shout out.
Glasser. Not Glazer. Shout out to Jay Glazer, though. Guy does a hell of a job.
Yeah, he does.
You know who else does a hell of a job? Oh, Joe Burrow at getting sacked this year. 15 already he's taken. The offensive line looks like a dumpster fire for Cincinnati. We all expected regression. I mean, last year, easy schedule. This year, schedule a little bit tougher. Defensive side of the ball, a little overrated. Don't love the secondary. Do love Joe Burrow. Love Ja'Marr Chase. Love T. Higgins. I would take any of the skill position players. I like Hayden Hurst. Knew he came from murder, pulling up in a hearse. Tupac said it. Props, I've only played one so far. I went receiving yards for Ja'Marr Chase. Now, I gave this out during the last segment. The number right now, 71.5, and it's -115 to the over. I'm fine paying that price. The Miami defense giving up, let's check the notes, 413 yards.
72.5, yeah, I like that.
31 in yards allowed to opposing wide receivers, 31st in the National Football League. That's not very good. So we are going to go with Ja'Marr Chase over T. Higgins. Because for Ja'Marr, man, that could be 2-3 receptions. I was looking at the receptions. It's 5.5. It's the same
like
number for
much.
Higgins. Yeah. I mean, especially if they do get the big lead that PJ expects. He's playing the alt lines. If we go up 21-0, maybe we take our foot off the gas and we get those rushing attempts for Joe Mixon. So that's my favorite prop bet as of right now. Ja'Marr Chase over 71.5 receiving yards. We could get that in the first half, realistically.
I kind of also like, as you look through at these touchdown props, I think, and this will go with my narrative, man, the value's not really there, though.
It's okay. What do you like?
Ja'Marr Chase with multiple touchdowns, +250. That just feels like kind of low, though. Like the value for two touchdowns at 2.5 to 1.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like that should be a lot more?
Yeah.
They really expect him to go off tomorrow, don't they?
This is a good matchup for him.
They do. Something I really like, Evan McPherson over 2.5 extra points made, -105. I could see 3 Bengals touchdowns.
Yeah, so could I.
I like that one, too. The other ones, I was looking at some of these softer numbers, like Tyler Boyd, who runs most of his routes out of the slot. 40.5 receiving yards, that could be a couple grabs for him.
He had a huge week last week.
I know. And every time I play his props, he's on a milk carton. So I'm staying away from that one. I brought up Hayden Hurst, 27.5 yards for him. Tyreek's number, 70.5 on the opposite side. Miami calling out Eli Apple, had the shades
on.
Yeah,
what do we think about Eli Apple's tackles? Over 3.5, -120.
Oh, no, I'm good. I mean, I'd probably go with the over because they're going to target the hell out
of him. Right.
I wouldn't do anything with that one, though. I'd stay away. Joe Burrow passing yards. Which way would you lean? 272.5, and it's actually -125 to the over.
Probably under.
You'd go under on that?
I'd probably go over.
I'd go under.
Yeah, I might be with you on that one. I'm definitely looking at this rushing attempts for Joe Mixon at 16.5 minus 125. I feel like that might go up to like 17, 18 rushing attempts. We know Zach Taylor loves to run the football. We know that they pretty much are just going to run Joe Mixon into the ground before they have to pay him. I really like that, 16.5.
The way to take Burrow tomorrow might be pass completions, 24.5. It is minus 125. But because that Dolphins defense is going to be so gassed, they're going to want to keep everything in front of them. Like, I don't think they want anything over their heads. They want Burrow to work his way down
just
the field.
Just like a prevent defense pretty much the entire
exactly.
game.
Exactly. Bend, don't break mentality tomorrow. So I think a lot of pass completions. I think he's going to have to kind of nickel and dime that defense, work their way down the field. Because, I mean, again, that defense was on the field for 90 plays. Like, there's no way they're going to get in the face of these receivers and try and run around with Chase and Higgins and Boyd all day.
They're going to be so gassed running around with these guys.
Oh, my God. So gassed.
Bengals, Bills, back-to-back. Bills, Bengals, back-to-back. That's
in
rough.
A short week, too.
In a short week. That's
dealing with all the hurricane
that's a rough
stuff.
Schedule.
Like, have they even had, like, prep and all that? I mean, did they even go back to Miami? Well, they were in Miami, obviously, because they played the Bills. So
Dolphins have had a really kind of a difficult schedule to start the year, even though they are 3-0. They have two fluky wins. They could very easily be 1-2 right now.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing. Them starting 3-0 if you went over 8.5 wins. I mean, I figured they'd be
We gave that out all offseason.
Yeah, I like them. I really do. Hopefully they get – I wouldn't mind seeing them pick somebody up in the secondary or get a little bit healthier, but they should be fine. I don't know what to do with Joe Mixon. I really want to go over 16.5 attempts, but he's averaging 2.8 yards per attempt, man. So is Zach Taylor really going to allow him to carry the ball 20 times for 53 yards in this game? Probably, actually. I'm going to do it. I'll play. I'll do a little Joe Mixon, 16.5 rushing attempts. Jamar Chase over 71.5 receiving yards.
72.5 now.
And then the other one that I was looking at was maybe Joe Burrow to throw an interception in this game. This season, 6 touchdowns to 4 picks. Already brought up the fact he's been sacked 15 times. He's running for his life. And the number, it was plus money a little bit earlier on for interceptions
for
Joe Burrow. What is it right now?
Plus 105.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, I don't hate it either.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
Plus 105.
Why not?
A little same game parlay. Maybe throw that baby in there. I kind of like that. You add the interceptions. You do the Jamar Chase. I really like the Jamar Chase yards. 72.5 now, though, by the way.
Yeah, I was looking at the one game parlays myself. I just pulled some of these up. The juiciest one is Burrow, 305 passing yards.
Did we talk about the total? I like the over.
You going over in the game?
I kind of do. I guess the question is,
are the Dolphins going to help get you there?
Are the Dolphins going to be able to help get you there? Yeah. And I think it depends on Tua. Right? I don't know if Tua's not playing, then I got to stay away from this total.
And that's why I'm just doing Bengals team total over. I think that's the safest way because I think they're going to score points, but I would have the same concerns that Trista does. Are the Dolphins going to get me enough points to get me there? Because remember, they only scored 20 against New England. Before that crazy comeback against the Ravens, they only had 21 points going into that fourth quarter, and then they only scored 21 against Buffalo last week. So even though we fall in love with all the big plays and Waddle and Hill and Tua and all this, the offense, when you really look into it, hasn't been like that explosive.
You're right.
Especially if the Ravens don't like bust 4 different coverages in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You combine that with the fact Tua is injured. He might not even play. All the things we've already documented about the short week and all that. I would be careful of the full game over because I worry about the Dolphins, but I really do think the Bengals will score like 30 points.
Yeah, and I know I call their defense a little overrated just because of last year, the way that they hyped up the Bengals defense, you know, and Trey Hendrickson, he's great, don't get me wrong. It's, you know, getting after the quarterback. They're not great against the run, but they are a top 10 defense. They're only giving up 310 yards per game. And like you said about Miami, everybody looks at them like they're a top 5 offense. They're number 13 right now. I love Edmonds. I like Mostert, but they're only averaging 3.5 yards per carry each, man. Mm-hmm. They got to get the run game going, especially in McDaniel's offense, because that's what he wants to do, zone runs.